Thank you for sharing, Andre. For our next speaker, I'm going to introduce Leon. Thank you for sharing.
Boy.
Thank you, my brother.
Leon Haddock.
Leon.
I know it's only but for God's grace that I'm here today. I want to thank the East of the River Committee for asking me to share this morning. It's Saturday morning. What would I be doing? Man, I'm truly grateful. You know, talk about coming from a rude awakening to a spiritual awakening. You know, in the rude awakening, when I got here, they told me that drugs wasn't my problem. And I was devastated. Because, see, all I thought, if I just stopped shooting dope, I'd be all right, you know. And I felt that way for a long time, you know. But when I got here, you know, I don't know what I was expecting. I know I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know, truly. You know, through God's grace, you know, I remember crying, and because I didn't want to shoot no more dope, you know. And I remember when I started shooting dope when I was 15. And, you know, my mother used to, I started shooting that BAM, right? And my mother used to say, you know, boy, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is you're doing, you keep doing it, you know. Because, see, in the beginning, you know, that was like speed, right? I cleaned up the whole house. I cut the grass, everything, man, you know, and do it again, you know, in a couple of hours, you know. And she was like, boy, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. That's my son, you know. That was in the beginning. That soon changed, right? I couldn't get out the bathroom, you know. Trying to get ahead. You know, but coming up in here, you know, I'm truly grateful for this thing. You know, we share about where we are. You know, I was blessed to come here at 27. You know, I'm 48 now, so you know, it's only but for God's grace. You know, I haven't found desire or need to use in over 20 years and 7 months. You know, And the understanding that I get, you know, I share with a lot of guys that I work with and that work with me, you know, through sponsorship, you know, where I'm at with this process, you know. And for me today, you know, what I try and understand is that, you know, what is required of me, like the brother was sharing last night about, you know, I used to always want to know, right, where does this dope go at in me to make me do what I do? You know, where was it at? I'm trying to find that secret place because I wanted to summon this path, right, without using. You know, I didn't know. I was like, when I get this stuff in me, I was like, man, I was confident. I could talk to the girls, you know, everything, man. You know, it was like, where's this stuff going at in me, you know? And like what he was sharing last night is what I understand today. I found that in here, you know, because that place in me that I had to replace, you know, whatever it was, that broken spirit or whatever, you know, because what I'm really beginning to understand, like they say when we come in here, they say, Leon, go after this program like you went after that dope, right? Because see, what I understand today, this is, you know, my personal understanding of this process, right, is that my disease was spiritual in its nature, you know, because what I understand about that is that my spirit, see, I had a spirit. And they tell me, you know, whatever your spirit is when you wake up in the morning, if your spirit is to shoot dope, then that's going to be your ritual, you know. Because, see, that's what we're talking about in here. We're talking about a ritual and what is the spirit in your ritual, see. So my spirit had a ritual of finding ways and means to get more. So that's what I did. When I woke up, I had to have that ritual because my spirit was, I didn't want to feel what I was feeling. So my ritual was to find ways and means to get more, you know. I didn't like myself either, you know. I didn't know that because what the delusion is, I told myself that I liked shooting dope, you know. Oh, man, this was the best thing that ever happened to me, you know. And, you know, after being in here 20 years, I just recently looked up the word narcotic and what it meant, you know. And I was like, come on, man. You know, what am I really saying I love, right? When I say I love dope, you know, what am I really saying? So I began to kind of like get in touch with that, because after being in here a little while, I wanted to know. You know, so working the steps, you know, incorporating them in my life, you know, I began to realize some things about myself. Was that one was, you know what, you lost the war, bro. You know, you might have thought you was a hell of a fella. You know what I'm saying? But this shit didn't work. You know, whatever you thought you was going to get out of this stuff faked me right out of high school. You know, I remember shooting dope when I was down Southwest, right? My mother said, you know, you punished. You know, so you better be home about 6 o'clock. And I'm saying, I'm shooting dope. I'm a man. You know what I mean? This is what I'm telling myself, right? Because it fakes you right out. You know, the denial and the delusion of this thing. But see, I don't know what's working with me then. You know, I'm just caught up in the grip. You know, me being caught up in the grip, then I begin to understand when I get here and they start sharing with me. You know, my sponsors say, Leon, you know, you need to get to the bottom of what you're trying to get on top of. Keep talking about you got to get back on top. Back on top of what? You know, you got to get to the bottom of what you're trying to get on top of. That's what you need to do, you know, because what is the top? You know, when I came in here, I ain't coming here because I lost a job. Right, I ain't coming in because I ain't have, you know, I lost apartment and all that. When I got here, I was bankrupt, you know. I ain't had zilch, you know. But I could go into them little stories with you and talk about the little capers and all that and the little money that I had, only to say, like Andre said, you know, I had to start it all over again, you know. Enough was never enough, you know. So I kind of like get some gratitude with the understanding that I get now in this process, right? Because through working the steps, you know, I begin to kind of like get an understanding, get some clarity. Because see, coming from the rude awakening to the spiritual awakening, what happened in the middle there was I got an understanding. You know, I started getting an understanding of what was really going on with me, right? Because of the ritual, right? See, now if you're a dope fiend, right, and your spirit, you know, you got that ritual that you got to go through. You know, you got to go through it. You know, so now that I come in here, so I wake up, and what is my ritual today? You see what I'm saying? See, I can stop doing this ritual that I'm doing now. Because a lot of times, you know, we get caught up in that process that we talk about with the ritual. You know, because see, when I came in here, they talking about, Leon, you got to do this the rest of your life. And I was like, that's depressing. If you think about doing this the rest of your life, that shit is depressing. You know? So they said, do it just for today, you know. Do it just for today. And it took me 2 years to understand what that meant, you know, just for today. You know, they said, just do it just for today, Leon. And I was like, man, because I was so embedded in yesterday and tomorrow, you know, I couldn't deal with today, you know. So then I began to kind of like get an understanding about that, you know, just for today, man. See, what I realized today, when they talk about this disease affect all areas of our lives, right? See, my disease is cunning and babbling as it is. I mean, right today, I would still rationalize and justify the most outrageous sort of nonsense. To justify a situation, you know, I would do that in the drop of a hat. And it's not so much that I'm conscious that I'm doing it, because a lot of times I share, you know, that I'm in denial about something right now, and I'm telling myself it's all right. You know, I just ain't seen it yet. You know, it'll come to me, you know. But I've been sharing this lately. You know, I'm a diabetic, right? And, you know, I diagnose myself sometimes, you know. I get to telling myself something else going on with me, you know. And recently here, you know, I had stopped testing my sugars after we had came back from a convention in Myrtle Beach, right? And I hadn't tested my sugars up until maybe the end of February. And, I'm feeling bad, right? I'm feeling real bad. I'm telling myself something else going on with you. I ain't test my sugars or nothing. So I go to the hospital, right? I'm laying on the table. And, you know, they test my sugars. The lady said, well, how's your sugars? I say, they borderline, you know. She said, yeah. She said, well, look, this machine here goes up to 550. And evidently you passed that, right? So I say, huh? You know, denial, you know, kicked in, man. I'm saying, you know, but I'm telling myself I'm getting ready to have a heart attack or something. I'm diagnosing myself, right? You know. But see, I got a thing, right? You know, I get caught up, man, because see, I got a thing with butter, almond, ice cream, right? You know, y'all need to know this. When I taste that first spoon, right? Look, I'm going to put away half a gallon. You see what I'm saying? Before I stop. You know, and see, when I do that, then a few hours later, you know, I'm going to be spinning. You know, so my mama, this particular night, my mama said, boy, what's wrong with you? You know, she said, you keep running up and down the steps with these bowls of ice cream, right? So I say, look, my help of my stomach, you know, something going on with me, you know. But to make a long story short, right, I wasn't testing my sugars, right? And the lady said, well, look, do you know what could happen? You know, just sugars this high, you could lose a kidney, go blind, have a stroke, and have a heart attack, which you keep convincing yourself there's something else going on with you. So what I had to do, right, I had to surrender to the fact that I got diabetes, you know. No matter how much I like that butter almond, you know, and all that other stuff, the fried chicken and, you know, that good eating stuff we be talking about, I can't do it, you know, just like I can't shoot no dope. You know, you see, I get caught up, man. I be suffering, man. You know, when I be seeing them commercials on TV, you know, when they talking about I can't taste my beer, right? I be like, what did it taste like? You know, that's what my disease do. It just say, well, wonder what did it taste like? You know, you talking about you can't taste this beer, you know, and I'm wondering, what do it taste like? You know, you see, that I got to be real careful. But see, this thing here, man, is cunning, man. You know, because see, I know, you know, from those of us from D.C., you know, if I pick up a Miller, right, I'm looking for a thriller. You know, ain't no A in that, right? I'm looking for a thriller. It's not going to stop there. You know, so what it is, I get better with my understanding is how this disease works, right? Because it wants me. And I understood that through my diabetes, right, that it wants me. Because see, I could lose a limb and get depressed, right, and say, shit, I'm going to give me a bag of dope. I know that's going to take that feeling away, you know, if I'm not careful. See, this is how this thing works, and it's tricky. It is tricky, man. Right today, man, you know, this thing will creep, you know. It'll creep, man. You be like, you be saying, well, how I get here? You know, what the hell is going on? You know, you be saying, damn. But see, what I realize is that I talk about that ritual, right, in the spirit. You know, like my brother shared last night, you know, that you got to replace something. Because see, that space that he was talking about, that's what I was talking about. I wanted to know, man, when I shot that BAM, right, why I got all this energy and shit? You know, why I was so motivated? And then when I crashed, you know, I couldn't do nothing. You know, you ever got to pay a bill, and you saying, you know, you can get up and go hustle to get a bag of dope. But if I had to go get some money to pay a bill, I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't do it. But tell me we going to get some money to get some dope, man. I can do it. You know, I meet the task. But I couldn't. I tried to do that one day to pay my rent, right? I said, man, I know I can make some money, man. I can make it doing getting dope. But I couldn't do it. You know, because see, I understand, you know, well, the first thing that I did with my money was the last thing I did with it, you know. You talking about being caught up in the grip, man, of continuing the progressive illness whose ends are always the same, jails, institutions, and death. You know, always. It's nothing different. And if nothing is different, nothing is different. You know, so this program has offered me an opportunity, man, to kind of like touch that base of what was really going on with me, man, because I wanted out, man. I was searching. You know, when I was dropping that acid and all that stuff that we did in the 70s, you know, I mean, you know, it was psychedelic for me. You know, this new stuff now, but I tested everything. You know, LSD, sniff PCP, shot PCP. I mean, you know, all that, because I traveled a few places, right? And, you know, this stuff now, man, you know, what I'm hearing, you know, evidence, man, it's cracking my... Woo! You know, at least when I shot dope, man, I could listen to the Osby Brothers or something, you know. I could do a little something, you know. I mean, I could do a little something, you know. But now, man, I'm listening to these stories, man. It's like, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing, you know. It's just an empty feeling, man. A nothing, you know. And you be geeking and all that stuff, man. I'm like, it's nothing. And it's nothing. You can't even say I had a good time, you know. You can't even say, man, I had a good time last night. Let's do it again. Yeah. Can't even do it, you know. So I realized, man, in this process, man, that what I really realized for me, man, is that I really got to stay in touch with what's going on in my life. And see that with the time that I have, I can get, you know, if I allow myself, I can get real self-righteous with where I'm at and thinking what I don't need to be doing. You know, this work today, man, is more prevalent for me today than it was when I first came in here. Because, see, I understand, you know, my level of denial will change with clean time. You know, it will change. You know, because I start rationalizing, you know, I don't need them many meetings. You know, I don't need to do that. You know, I ain't there. You know, this ain't happening in my life. You know, I'm all right. I'm married, got 5 kids, 3 grandkids. You know, my life is full. I ain't got time. You know, I'm trying to be a father, a husband, a son. You know, and what made all that possible? You know what I'm saying? You know, what made all this possible? You know, I'm working a job, been on a job 19 years, right? Got 1,000 hours sick leave. You know what I'm saying? 240 in the whole early year, you know. Man, that's because of what? This program has offered me an opportunity, man, to go to work when I don't want to go to work. You see what I'm saying? When I don't even feel like going to work. They told me even when you're sick, go to work. Because you know what? You went to work when you was out there. When you was sick, you had to go to work when you was sick. You know, all this, I've got a little ache. I'm going to stay home, man. You know, I don't even get caught up today, man. I'm truly grateful for God's gift in this process, man, because the people that touch my life, man, you know, with their understanding. Because this program is personal in its nature, you know. I don't know what your understanding is about the 12 steps, 12 traditions. You know, I know what mine is, and I had to learn how to accept what my understanding was, not what I think your understanding should be, you know, because this is personal. You know, if you read the literature, you begin to understand that it's personal. You know, we be whooping each other's ass with, you know, why you ain't doing it the way I think you should be doing it. You know, and that's not what it's about. You know, it's an understanding that you have. You know, because my sponsor told me, he said, Leon, when you read the chapter, what can I do? He said, get a program of your own, but not on your own. You know, and that's what I had to do. I had to get something to fit me, you know, because I wanted to sound like you. You know, slick and all that. You know, I wanted to be popular. You know, because see, we come up in here and we pick up, we come in here with the same traits that we had on the street. You know, I want to get with the click, the good click. You know, I want to be with the big boys in here. You know, ones that look like they working on something. You know what I'm saying? Then when you get to know them, you be saying, let me back up off of this dude, man. Crazy in a month. I thought he was working a program of change, right? It's a big difference, ain't it? But look, man, wherever you are, man, that's what they told me. They said, look, Leon, it's not so much where you are, it's where you find yourself at. You know? See, you would think you all over the place, but you wake up and you find yourself somewhere and you be like, damn, I thought I was doing something different. You know, only to find out, man, it ain't nothing changed. I just stopped using. You know, I don't want that feeling for me today, right? I want to live and enjoy life on life terms, man, because I've learned how to go through some things. You know, I'm talking about going through some things, man, that in spite of, you know, I do what I need to do. You know, I still suffer, man. You know how you go to the doctor, man, and they put you on the monitors, and you know how the thing be going. You know, then when you get a feeling, it go up, then it come back down, then it, you know. That's how I'm in here, man. I get feelings, man, and, you know, when I get a feeling, I go way out in left field. You know, but this program has offered me an opportunity to go out in left field and come back. See what I'm saying? I don't stay out in left field. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference today. You know, I go through what I go through in here. I ain't perfect, man. I still struggle. You know, I still struggle, man, with making the right decision. It says that one of our traditions, that we are constitutionally incapable of making consecutive good decisions. You know, we just can't do it. You know, why, I don't know. But I ain't trying to analyze that. You know, I just understand that. You know, I'm gonna still make some bad decisions. You know, but the key for me is that when I do make a bad decision, I don't stay stuck. You know, I say, well, you know, Leon, you screwed up. You know, because see, I'm one of them type guys. My mother didn't see me coming, man. I used to rationalize shit. I'd be lost, man, driving. You know, and they be saying, where you going? I said, look, I know where I'm going. It's right up there. You know, I don't know, man. I'm just hoping I get out this hole, right? Be lost, but I won't tell you that. You know, and don't we do that in here? We be lost and we won't tell nobody, look, help me. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. You know, and somebody say, how you doing? I'm all right. You know, be in pain, be hurting, man. Gut flipping. But you don't want to trust this process. You know, you got to trust in the process, man. Because see, why they say go after the program like you went after your dope, you coming in talking about you don't trust nobody. If you shot dope like I did, you trust somebody. You know, because if somebody told me to crush up a bear aspirin and get me high, that's what I did. You know, when I had to have it and I ain't had nothing else. You know, I done did that. You know. Only for jail up in the hype, I still tried to shoot it. You know, so why are we talking about we don't have no trust? You know, we don't want to believe in nothing. If we think about what we did when we was doing what we was doing, you know, you talking about pure insanity, man. You know, you telling me that dope hitting. You know, anytime somebody OD, man, you want to wake them up and say, where you got it from? You know. Because my denial and my delusion tells me, right, I know how to shoot, though. You know? Yeah, he shot too much. He should have just did 10 CC. You know? He shouldn't have put it all in the height. You know? So the insanity, man, is always prevalent. You know? I mean, the insanity. You know? Doing the same thing, man, expecting different results. But we need to understand, man, that the desire... it's something that, man, I can't measure your desire. You can't measure mine. You know, they say the ad keep coming in here using, man. We still don't know what his desire is. He might can't stop or she might can't stop, but their desire might be to stop. You know, they just ain't got it yet. You know, because we shy away from the ones still suffering sometimes. You know, because we afraid, you know, they might pull us in, you know. Because we ain't really sure of our program, you know. But they say it is easier. But if I'm in here, I'm safe. Yeah. If I'm out there on the corner trying to pull somebody in, then yeah, it might be a problem. Yeah. You know, so I got to stay in the fold. If I stay in the fold, then I stand a better chance of giving you some help, you know, that you may need instead of trying to be, you know, like, you know, it ain't going to bother me. Because, see, when I was early on in here, I used to go in crack houses and get people, you know. I remember having a dream, man, I'm going to shut this up, right? I'm chasing the youngins right through the alley, right? And I'm telling them, man, you don't need to do that. You know, you don't need to do that, right? And I come out the alley, I had a hype mom. I don't know where they went. They disappeared. I had a hype mom, right? So they told me, man, look, I got some clarity with that, you know. So you leave that alone, you know. But, the denial, man, for me, man, I'm sure this, you know, I always talk about denial because denial is a thing, man, that I really understand with myself, man. You know, I always share about the fish sandwich, right? You know, I remember I was at work one year, man, and I was on my lunch break, and I went to the store, right? And I told the lady, I was in a hurry. She saw my anxiety. I said, I want a fish sandwich. She said, how you want? I said, put it on wheat and white. She hurried up and fixed it, you know. I take the sandwich, I go back to my job site, sit down on the bench, I bite the sandwich, right? And it wasn't done. You know, fish wasn't done, right? I knew it when I bit it the first time, it wasn't done. But I bit it again. When I bit it the second time, it still wasn't done, right? I don't know what I was thinking. I knew it wasn't done, right? You know, but I, believe it or not, I bit it the third time. And when I bit it the third time, right, I accepted it, that it wasn't done. You know, and I understand, you know, sometimes you got to go through the process. You know how we be, you know how we be in there talking about, you know, you in a relationship beyond this expiration date. You know it's over, but you can stay around 2-3 more years to make sure, you know. Why we do that? You know why, don't you? Because we got hope. We hope that it's going to get better. Thanks for letting me share.